Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish, and this podcast is about my family. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Now, you might have noticed this episode is named after a place and not a person. Don't worry, it's on purpose. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're four episodes into our eight-episode season here at Mija Podcast, and we wanted to give you a special bonus episode before we continue on to Mija's grandmother next week. So, I'm going to tell you a story that includes the first four characters of our program. If this is your first episode with Mija, go ahead and listen to episodes 1 to 4 before listening to this. So here goes, 5 minutes to tell their story, Mija, Tatica, Rocky, and Manu. Tatica's in the bathroom, getting ready for work. She hears her favorite ballad on the radio and hums along as she puts on her mascara. She remembers looking at herself in the mirror that last time before she left. She was younger then. She turns on the local news on the TV in the kitchen. No subway delays today. She switches on the light in the bedroom and sees Manu and I sleeping in our bunk beds. She comes over and watches us sleep for a bit before waking us up. Manu likes to sleep in, so I'm first up. Tatica helps me put on my stockings, a pair of corduroys and a sweater. I'm in kindergarten and Manu is in preschool. I tell her about my dreams. We had a big house in the countryside and there were huge piles of leaves where we could jump and play. Tatica laughs and says, "What a beautiful dream. How much do you think the house cost?" $1. Tatica laughs. "Let's buy a house after school then." Manu wakes up. His gold chain has left a mark on his face while he sleeps. And he doesn't say much, except that instead of arepas this morning, he wants Fruity Pebbles. Tatica finishes dressing us up and brings us to the table for breakfast. Arepas con chocolate caliente. She reads the paper as we watch cartoons. Then the buzzer rings. Rocky's here. He comes up for coffee before taking us to school. Tatica and Rocky talk in Spanish about La Familia, news from home, local elections, and the remnants of the drug war. Their old lives hover over their new ones, even here in America. Manu and I grab our backpacks and head out to the car. Tatica sees us off and leaves a few minutes later. In this moment, we are in Nueva York, New York City. The city of lights that Tatica and Rocky saw from airplane windows so long ago. The city of dreams where things work out the way you'd like them to. Where maybe if you use your cacumen, you might be able to make it. In this moment, Tatica is walking to the train. She loves the train noise. It's the sound of New York, of home. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when the overhead 7 train passes over Jackson Heights, you can scream in the middle of the street at the top of your lungs, and no one can hear you or be bothered by it. Sometimes, Tatika walks Mano and I through the neighborhood, and when the train passes, we all stop right there in the middle of the street, holding hands. And we yell at the top of our lungs, and then we all burst out laughing. Tatika always thinks about doing it when she goes to work in the morning, but it wouldn't be as funny without Mano and me. Now, Tatika gets off the train and spends the day sewing labels onto jackets. At school, Mano and I split up to go to class. Rocky drives to the airport to pick up his first passenger of the day. We're all just living our lives in New York. Thousands of miles away, Tatika's parents are having breakfast. Rocky's sisters are going to work. Ana prepares her famous sancocho. The long day passes. Rocky picks us up from school, and Tatika waits for us kids to come home. When we finish eating dinner, Tatika calls la casa. Hears the voice on the other end sending blessings from afar. She smiles, hangs up the phone, and calls out to Mano and I. Let's go get empanadas. As we get to the bakery near the train station, a train passes overhead and... This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Our associate producers are Laura Ubate and Rebecca Seidel. Our theme music is by Gabriel Dalmaso, and our art is by Tiffany DeLune. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mija Podcast. That's MIJA Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about it, and maybe leave a comment on Apple Podcasts while you're at it. Until next time, sending you much love and good old American recuerdos.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.